Hi guys, my name is Kinjal Panchal and I'm pursuing a master's degree in communication and journalism. This podcast is being made by me to highlight how media has now become a commercial entity and it barely contributes anything towards serving the public. Or to make it more easier to understand how media has fragmented the society, bearing the primary goal of audience maximization in mind. Given how many media channels are there in the market today, or given how many print materials and how newspapers and how many magazines that exist, you know, in the market today, or how many radio channels are there in the market today, how they have captured a certain sort of audience all over a certain demographics as their own, how they claim ownership over that particular audience with no actual sense of actually serving them. They just want their TRPs or readerships or their primetime shows to be heard by most people, and that is all they want their audience for, to just listen to them. Rather, they don't really want to listen to what the audience has to say on that particular issue. And also, to make things a little more easier to understand, I'd like to ask a few questions to make the entire concept a little clear. That does media engage the public in its discussions? I think the answer is no. Do they recognize an already existing social culture, or do they try to impose their own? That's a media-made culture on us. Or the point here is, do they recognize, does the media actually even recognize or acknowledge that there has been an ongoing culture that has already been set and followed by, you know, a certain set of people, a certain group of people? Or does it just try to impose their own culture on us, or how they just try to show the fancy things and divert us from our traditional path? Also, the focal points of this podcast are as follows: that understanding media as a potential facilitator for a participatory public sphere, meaning, is media a potential facilitator in actually bringing people together to participate in a healthy discussion? Number two, the role of media in construction of a national identity or culture, or does media, if at all, unites people? Does it give them a national identity, or does it construct some sort of culture for them? That is a media-made culture. Third, arguments are made that commercialized media distorts and discourages public engagement. Meaning that how the media today has become so powerful that it totally distorts, contorts and discourages public encouragement. That it doesn't want people to think at all. It doesn't want people to have their own opinions. It more like wants only people to hear only what they have to say. They want people to act accordingly, according to what they say to the people. They want people to take actions according to that. They want people to behave in a certain sort of pattern as suggested by the media. And I think that is the worst, or I could say the lowest, the media can stoop down to. Number four is fragmented and globalized digital media and decline of a national cultural cohesion, meaning that how digital media has caused a grave decline in national cultural cohesion. Earlier, before media has become this powerful, the nation would identify itself through a common culture of its roots and of its origin and of its particular language or say their statehood or whatever. But today digital media has so badly fragmented our society into such smaller bits that it is very difficult to, you know, actually weave all of them together into one fabric or to give one common identity to everybody. Because of this fragmented nature, the audience has become so so scattered, so that no two people today are having a same ideology or a same opinion about something, or no two people are on the same page regarding certain issue. So that is where media has proved itself to be so powerful against the entire audience altogether, that a handful of, like, say, media is now like, say, single-handedly controlling, like, the, like, a population of, say, what, crores, like, thousands of people. That is how easy it has become to manipulate people today. That is how easy it is for media to manipulate us today. And also, criticisms of the public sphere and attempts to nurture national identity. That how public sphere basically is where people come together to discuss about certain issues, topics, to find out problems, to find out solutions to problems, and to identify prevailing problems. That is basically what a public sphere is. So there are criticisms raised on public sphere, and there is obviously a decline to the sphere because, as I mentioned earlier, because of the fragmentation of the audience, that they're not together on some issue. So if we want to if we want a certain issue to be media advocated, it is less, it, I won't say it's impossible, but it is a little less likely so to happen, because to make a movement out of an issue requires many people to be, you know, to be on the same frequency about that issue, to identify and acknowledge the pros and cons with a similar mindset, which is not possible today, which is absolutely not possible today. So how the public sphere has totally been broken down, and how meager attempts are made to nurture national identity, that how people are just in the name of nationalism, they're just, you know, saying things for the sake of it or endorsing things for the sake of it, and which is not really truly meant. It is just a facade. It's absolutely a facade. These are the focal points of my podcasts, and I really hope you're with me throughout the entire thing, and I would really like to enlighten you all upon how the media is not what it was, you know, like earlier when it was only public broadcasting sectors that existed, and how today the private media has been playing its game so smartly, and I really wish that people would understand this, that it's the divide and rule policy that the media has been using to just capture over its audience, just to, you know, tighten its hold on the audience. They don't want people to think individually. And I really hope y'all would, you know, just understand my podcast, or, you know, subscribe to it. It would be really great if you do, so that even y'all aren't kept loop about what the media actually does today, instead of actually saying what it does. Thank you, and I hope you switch to the next episode of mine to know more.